From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Many of the people who poured into the streets of Washington, D.C. today to mark President Obama's inauguration did so without tickets to official viewing areas. Some even headed in the opposite direction from the Capitol, to the other side of the National Mall and the Lincoln Memorial. Lincoln is often invoked by President Obama. That and the memorial's role in the civil rights movement made it a powerful draw on a day that was not just Inauguration Day, but also Martin Luther King Day. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne has that story.
I'm standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, just a few feet away from the spot where in 1963 Dr. Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech. And all morning long on this Inauguration Day, people have been coming up here, stopping for just a few moments, standing in that spot, in essence, paying their respects before heading off to hear the president's speech at the other end of the mall. That choir performing an impromptu concert on the steps before 8 o'clock this morning featured young people from a group called Christian Community Youth. Like many, they felt the day would not be complete without a visit to the Lincoln Memorial. That's what brought 5 students from Saginaw, Michigan here as well early this morning.
Yeah. And we took a picture. It's not really good, but
we took pictures. We stood there.
Among them, 22-year-old Stacy Reed.
It was meant for him to be president, to be on Martin Luther King's Day, sworn in and everything. Like, I feel like this is like I'm a part of something really, like she said, historical. So I'm proud, like it's gonna make me cry.
Moments later, a family from Hanover, Pennsylvania strolled past. Aaron and Keith Smith were here with their 3 kids and her parents. Here's Keith.
I just thought it was important for our children on this day, just the day falling on the inauguration, Martin Luther King Day, that we do pay our respects and that we kind of, like, this is an important day. And we don't complain about walking, we don't complain about the cold, we just enjoy being here.
I asked 12-year-old Henry if it was fun history or not so much.
Yeah, some of it's history, but then some of the time you're having fun walking around and exploring.
Later in the morning, as the ceremony at the Capitol approached, 67-year-old Cookie Taylor of Dayton, Ohio, walked from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool. She says she missed the inauguration 4 years ago. During the campaign in the battleground state of Ohio, she says she personally knocked on 1,000 doors. Taylor says she remembers the I Have a Dream speech well, and the things Dr. King was fighting to change.
As a kid, as a teenager, I lived in a place where I suffered through it. So it is really important to me at this point, because I can remember all the stuff I went through.
Another visitor to the Lincoln Memorial today was 71-year-old Mary Mudd of Omaha. She says she found inspiration on this day, seeing Lincoln and thinking about Dr. King.
Being Martin Luther King Day has a special meaning for the inauguration. We've got Americans who were courageous in the decision-making as they tried to make our country a better country.
All morning, the Lincoln Memorial was busy, if not crowded, as people paused and moved on. During the president's speech, though, they mostly stayed, sitting quietly on the steps, not far from where Dr. King spoke. They listened on radios and watched using the latest technology, smartphones and tablets, but they were thinking about history. Don Gagne, NPR News.